Sweet, kind, and loving husband, dear, we shall be ruined now, I fear. Such times before I never knew. Since I was born, what shall we do? Our charge is great and profit small, and charity grows cold withal. This fills my heart with grief and care. I nothing see but sad despair. Cheer up, my kind and loving wife, the joy and comfort of my life, and do not in the least complain. I hope to see good times again. Let us the while with patience wait, submitting to the hand of fate, which will in time our joys restore. Then what can we desire more? Dear love, I know you hope to see once more the land's prosperity, that fortune will upon us smile. But pray, how shall we live the while? Our family is something large. 6 children is no little charge. For to be fed and clothed also, whether we have employ or no. My children, they are blessings, love, sent from a gracious God above. Then do not murmur in the least. Content is a continual feast. God's providence does comfort yield. He clothes the lilies of the field and feeds the ravens of the air. Then why shouldst thou and I despair? But husband, husband, she replied, when I was made your lawful bride, I brought 200 pounds in gold, as good as ever merchant told. Yet since the times have been so bad, through many losses we have had, it's wasted, therefore I complain. I ne'er shall see so much again. Perhaps you mayn't, yet ne'ertheless, if God but does our labors bless, we may be furnished with content. Then do not in the least lament. Love, let not losses make thee sad. When Job was stripped of all he had, his sorrows he with patience bore, and grew far richer than before. He in his sorrows thus did say, God gives and likewise takes away, and blessed be his holy name, from whom his greatest comforts came. Then let us learn of him, my dear, to bear with faith and patience here the sorrows which we undergo, for God is merciful, I know. Then dry thine eyes and do not weep, for while I live I hope to keep with pains and care my family. Our eldest son shall work with me. Well, loving husband, since I find that thou art so exceeding kind, God's providence I'll not distrust, for he is merciful and just. Henceforward with a cheerful heart, with thee I'll strive to bear a part, thy cheerful words, like cordials fine, has cured this drooping soul of mine.